Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. It's a brand new day. Oh my goodness, it's just about the end of May, but we are praising the Lord for all the things he has done for us. Father God, we thank you for this time, for this month of May, where we celebrate graduations, of the accomplishments that people have made. God, we are just thanking you and praising you for how you are operating in and through our lives. We give you praise, honor, and glory on this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Mountains. I just returned from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. And when you talk about mountains, well, we have a lot of them. The island is small. It's only 33 square miles. But the terrain is mountainous. In fact, we build our homes on the sides of the mountains. We traverse the mountains, and very often visitors will get a little scared driving on the narrow roads, especially in the mountains. Some areas, there may be no guardrails, and you overlook a steep embankment, and people can get very nervous in those situations. You see, ever since Pastor Dunnigan started his series on mountains last week, I have been absolutely intrigued with this concept of the mountain. To climb a mountain is symbolic of conquering the mountain. For mountain climbers, to climb to the top of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain, is the highest achievement you can have. And that's because mountains often represent a barrier, a problem, something that is in our way that is stopping us from achieving our goals. Do you remember that old song by F.C. Barnes? I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. I must hold to God, his powerful hand. Oh, I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. I'm doing my best to make it in. You know, whenever I listen to that song or I hear it being sung, it always seems to me as if the mountain is winning. If you're climbing up on the rough side, it seems as if there would be a smooth side of the mountain. Nevertheless, if you are climbing and if you're making progress, whether it's the rough side or the smooth side, whichever side of the mountain, if you keep going, eventually you'll get to the top. And arriving at the top of the mountain signifies victory. It signifies you have conquered the mountain. You have overcome the problem that you were facing. But Jesus also spoke of a mountain in terms of it representing a huge problem that we are facing in our lives. And we are going to call this mountain, since Pastor named all the mountains he was talking about, well, we're going to have to give this mountain a name. And we're going to call this mountain the Mountain of Desperation. Now, the way Jesus said to deal with this particular mountain was actually not to climb the mountain, but to move the mountain. So we find these words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20. I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible to you. So Jesus said that what we need is mountain moving faith to deal with stubborn mountains, stubborn problems that we face in our lives. So let's look at the circumstances, the problem that was occurring that caused Jesus to tell his disciples that they need, listen to this now, mustard seed faith to move the huge mountain of desperation. Did you get the irony of that? That you need mustard seed faith, a little bit of faith. Mustard seed is a smaller seed, a mustard seed faith to move the huge mountain of desperation. Now, this particular situation occurred when Jesus and his inner circle, you know who they are, the three, Peter, James, and John, they had just come down from another mountain, the mountain of transfiguration, where Jesus was transformed before his disciples. So I'm reading now from Matthew 17, beginning at verse 14. So let's establish the context for which Jesus said to his disciples that you need faith, mustard seed faith, to move this huge mountain. It says, at the foot of the mountain, this is the mountain of transfiguration that they had just come down from. It says a large crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. Jesus said, you faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Ooh, strong words. And then he says, bring the boy here to me. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? And Jesus said, you do not have enough faith. I tell you the truth, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, that's the mountain of the problem that they had been faced with, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing, oh my word, nothing would be impossible. But this kind of demon will not leave except by prayer and fasting. Whew. So this was the problem facing the disciples. Way back in Matthew 10, see, this is Matthew 17, the issue with the father and his demon-possessed son. But understand, way back in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus had given his disciples power and authority with these words. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them, listen, authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Do not go to the Gentiles or to the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. And then he says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy and cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And then when Jesus had finished giving these instructions to his 12 disciples, he sent them out to teach and preach in towns throughout the region. Wow. And so that's what the disciples had been doing. They had been doing the same works that Jesus had been doing, healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. Oh, wow. That is powerful. That is amazing. But now they were faced with an intractable situation. This was a difficult, desperate situation that they were facing. It was a mountain of a problem that they could not fix and they could not solve. And so the Father came to Jesus. Of course, when all else fails, when we have done all we know how to do, when we are at the end of our rope, that's usually when we call on Jesus. And so Jesus took care of the problem immediately, instantaneously, without hesitation. The boy was healed and the disciples were perplexed. They could not figure out why they were defeated in this particular instance, what they had been doing previously had been working, but this time it did not. And they were confused. They needed an answer. And so they did the same thing the boy's father did. They went to Jesus with their dilemma. Why couldn't we cast out this demon? And so Jesus told them, this kind of mountainous problem has to be moved. This kind of mountain is not for climbing up the rough side. This kind of stubborn mountain has to be moved. So, how do we move such a mountain when we face them in our lives? We need to do the same three things that Jesus did. These are the three ingredients. The first one, first requirement to move the mountain of a problem that you are facing is faith. Jesus said that the faith that is required is not huge. No. In fact, we only need faith as much as a mustard seed. Now, that is incredible because we all know that the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds. So Jesus said to them, and he is saying to us today as well, we only need a little bit of faith to move a great big mountain of a problem. That's good news. That's good news. But secondly, I asked myself the question, didn't the disciples have faith in order to heal the sick and do the things that Jesus had sent them out to do? Yes, it's true. But Jesus added another ingredient. He added prayer mixed with fasting. Prayer and fasting. This kind, Jesus said, can only go forth as a result of the preparation that takes place privately. That preparation is in the prayer closet, in your war room. And then third, the third ingredient needed to move the mountain of desperation is to speak, to open your mouth and speak. Did you notice that it said that Jesus rebuked the demon? That meant that Jesus spoke to the demon in order to cast it out. To move the mountain that you are facing, you too will have to open your mouth and speak. That's what Jesus said to do. If you have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, Jesus said, you could speak to this mountain and say to the mountain, move from here and go over there. Or King James says, go in the midst of the sea. And Jesus said, and it would move because nothing would be impossible to you. Wow, those are amazing statements made by Jesus. So our call to action today is, guess what? Move the mountain that you are facing. Stop climbing this particular mountain, the mountain of desperation. Don't climb. Don't be climbing that. Move it by faith. Believe. Move it with prayer and fasting. And move it by speaking to your problem, that problem that you are facing. Move it by faith, move it with prayer and fasting, move it by speaking to your situation. And when you do, you will experience that resurrection power in your life and in your ministry. So have a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, move the mountain. Peace and blessing rest upon you richly. Shalom.